Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Nobody's looking. I can do this. Nobody's looking. I can click here. Where's your standards? Because, remember, Satan is waiting to attack you. And he is going to move fast, furious, without warning. What a great analogy God gives us here, that Satan will come in like that flood. Have you ever been in your life, your Christian walk, everything is going well, and then all of a sudden, you get an attack from the enemy? He's testing your standards. Where are your standards? The next thing here, it says, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Look in your Bibles at that verse. How is the word Lord spelled in your Bible? Well, we know that. There you go. It's all caps. What does that mean? What's that?
He's Lord.
He's Lord. Very important. Well, if you don't know, you need to write this down. Whenever you see in the Bible, L-O-D, all caps, it means Jehovah God, the all-sufficient one. He doesn't need anybody else. So, why is that important? Because it says the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard. He is going to do it. God Almighty, the independent one. I don't know about you, but that's exciting. That God Himself will lift up the standard. I want you to look at Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. Exodus 14:14. Now, what it says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And Lord is spelled all caps there. So, what an encouraging word we have tonight. That when Satan, or the wicked one, our enemy, is coming to attack us, God Himself will fight for us. Is that good? In His Word, He said, I'll never what? Leave you? Nor forsake you. So when Satan is rushing in like that mighty wind and chaos is ensuing, we can take this verse and stand still, hold our peace, because the Lord will fight for you. I'm pretty sure you can remember some times in your life where you were under immense attack, immense trouble, and the only thing you could do was just hold your peace and let God fight for you. I don't know about you, but I've been there. I'm there now. You can't change the situations, but what we can do is have hope in our situation. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Remember, many a times we're praying to the Lord to remove the trouble. But what? The trouble could be exactly what you need, because it's bringing you closer to Him. Think about that. He is molding you and making you into the image of His Son.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.